Well, I think the government needs to see what it can do even more than has been the case in the past to tackle what is in many ways a growing problem with football hooliganism, particularly with football hooligans following England. You know, I don't claim to be a footballing expert, but we all take pride in our country. And when we see people going abroad who are meant to be our ambassadors, who are meant to be representing us, behaving in this way, then it's quite frankly embarrassing. I find it humiliating when I turn on the television and instead of being proud to see that England have qualified and that our fans are doing us proud, then instead they are dragging the name of the country through the mud. And so I think it's incumbent upon any government to do what it can to try and reduce and limit the opportunities as much as possible. Well, I think it appears to me that these people go out there to cause troubles, and indeed here at home as well, at domestic football games, they seem to enjoy the violence. I think it's as simple as that. They seem to get a rush from it. They therefore, you know, take part in it. They seek it out, frankly, and do so again and again. And what one of the huge downsides of this, and there's lots of downsides, but one of the downsides is that it actually puts off decent football fans from going abroad. You know, I know of friends of mine who have considered in the past going abroad to watch England in either a World Cup or a European Championship like this one, and have been put off from doing so because of the threat of problems being, being there when they arrive. And you know, that's a great shame that instead of people being encouraged to go and follow their team, they're being put off by what is a minority of fans. We know that, but it's a minority that has a significant impact. I have to say, I wouldn't take my family to France to follow the England games, not just because of work commitments obviously, but actually I wouldn't feel safe taking my family there. Now plenty of families do go and don't have any particular problems, but it's a risk frankly that I personally wouldn't take. Now, you know, that is such a shame because, you know, really it should be an opportunity for everyone to go out and follow the England team. It's great that we've qualified. I want to see us do well in the tournament, but it's not at any cost. And I think sometimes you almost sort of seem to be prepared to pay the cost of this sort of disorder that goes with the team. And, you know, frankly, what we should be doing is trying to do everything we can to try and identify those people who have taken part in the trouble and ensuring that they don't ever do this again. And we can do that through banning orders, which are an effective tool to prevent people from following the England team if they have a propensity towards violence. I think there's always more that these organisations can do. There's always more that the FA can do. There's always more that the government can do. You know, I don't control FIFA or UEFA, but I hope I can have some say in what happens domestically here from the British government. And I think what the British government needs to do is to be very proactive in identifying those people who've taken part in the violence in France. And whether they've been arrested or not, what they should be helping the police to do is to enforce banning orders on those individuals so that if we do qualify for the World Cup in Russia in 2 years' time, then these people who took part in the scenes we've seen on our television aren't able to follow the team out there either. Well, I hope that today I get a positive response from the minister, that they are going to be proactive in seeking out those people who've taken part in football violence in France. I hope that the minister's going to say that they're going to be seeking banning orders to make sure that if we do qualify for the World Cup in Russia, that those people who took part in the disorder in France aren't going to be able to follow the England team to Russia and cause the same problems that we've seen. You know, I hope that we get that positive response and a robust response from the government today.